You are listening to Aspen Public Radio News. I'm Allison Bechtesh. I have in the studio with me Cale Mitchell. He is a candidate for mayor of Aspen. Cale, thank you so much for joining me today.
It's my pleasure.
This is your second time running for mayor. You weren't actually on the ballot last time because of a discrepancy with your residency. So you're back at it. Why?
I really feel that it's time to change the world that we live in. And that starts with the younger generation getting a voice out. So a lot of people have been asking me, why are you running for mayor? Kind of with like this negative connotation, like what are you thinking? And it is very sad to see that, because democracy does not exist without people's involvement. And we have seen a very drastic, you know, reduction in people wanting to affiliate with political parties. So I really just feel that it is our duty to step up and get our voice out there. And I would love to see, you know, a number of new, younger voters getting their opinions and, you know, getting their vote out there for this election. And, you know, that's kind of my big push, is just to show that, hey, anyone can do it. You know, there's no reason that we have to have these, you know, old politicians running the country. New, young, you know, faces can get in there and make a change.
That's a little surprising to me, that reaction, because isn't it the old Aspenites who say the young ones aren't involved?
Yeah, exactly. So that's kind of what I'm trying to change, is, you know, getting more young people involved, getting people to kind of spot like, oh, hey, this is the new mayoral candidate who's 32 years old. And, you know, I would really like to bring, you know, kind of some rejuvenation into the youngsters going out and getting their voices and their opinions heard.
So as mayor of Aspen, you get to set the agenda for what's discussed at council meetings. What would you prioritize?
I think that we do an amazing job with our environmental priorities in this town, and I would still keep along with that. I think that we have a lot of these ideas, a lot of these thoughts that we have not put into action yet, and there's a need for that. We can no longer, you know, just talk about these ideas that we've been talking about for, you know, two decades now, and we need to actually implement them. And that starts with, you know, local government. We're not going to see a change, you know, nationally or worldwide until on a local level we start showing what communities are capable of doing through democracy.
So as the five people sitting on Aspen City Council and as mayor, what could we do to actually change the environment?
I think that we have, in the past 20 years, we've seen a lot of technology come about with sustainability, you know, solar energy, and you can go on, you know, the internet and just find just amazing things that are happening on a daily basis, you know, progress towards a sustainable future. And again, we've been talking about it for 20 years, but we haven't done anything. You know, we have these small steps like, oh, we're offsetting our, you know, energy consumption. We've got a you know, public transportation. We're doing this and that and the other, but we're not doing it at the speed we need to be doing it. We need to take steps and, you know, put those ideas into action. And I feel like there's a lot that the city government could do. You know, for instance, I would love to see a greenhouse go up, you know, a giant, you know, 40,000 square foot greenhouse that actually is producing, you know, produce that is a viable market for Aspen. You know, we have the farmers market and we have the local, you know, farmers who are coming from Paonia 2.5 hours away. It would be amazing to see, oh, hey, look, all of this produce just came from our community greenhouse. And you know, the community garden, people will say, oh, well, we've got a community garden. We have a small, tiny little plot of land that, you know, you can't really even get a plot unless you're high on the list. And so I feel like there's a number of things that we can be doing, having the influence that we have and also having the budget that we have. You know, we have a surplus of money. So why are we not using that surplus of money to initiate things that are going to move us towards a sustainable future? You know, stop worrying about repairing roads, you know, turning the malls into pedestrian sidewalks, and let's do something that is actually going to change. And, you know, one of those would be a giant greenhouse that is providing produce for locals.
You're a graduate of Aspen High School. Are there other issues that you've seen in all your years in Aspen that you'd want to address from the mayor's seat?
I most certainly have seen a lot of development and a lot of corporate kind of takeover. You know, you see these big name brand New York, Vegas, you know, stores coming in. and really pushing out the old businesses because they're able to afford the real estate that's in Aspen. And that is one of the most frightening things about the area, is just it being taken over by this corporate greed. And all these mom and pop shops are just struggling to get by and pay their rents. And I feel that, there is a lot that we could be doing to helping them out rent reduction, lease reduction. But then you get into the whole side of socialism where the, government's controlling, how much the free market is paying for things. And, that's a whole problem in itself. But, there are steps that we could be taking to ensure that, the free market is not so out of control that nobody can open up a business and nobody can afford rent. And that's kind of the direction that we're heading in right now, is unless you're a very, you got a big local following, mm-hmm. the local businesses aren't thriving. And, that's unfortunate, because that's what Aspen was built upon, the ski industry and the locals who support that ski industry. And we haven't necessarily been seeing that in the past few years. We've been seeing a lot of new developments that have all these, big wig retailers come in, and they're pushing out, the locals.
Kale, you don't have a voting record or a past history as an elected official for us to go back into. So tell us, what should people know about you as a candidate?
I'm very open-minded. I'm very opinionated, but those opinions change all the time. I have lived here for 20 years now, graduated Aspen High School. I love the outdoors. I'm an avid runner. If you could change winter into summer, I would be all about that, so that I could run 12 months a year and not have to bundle up. I'm a familiar face. A lot of people know me around town, and I would love to change the opinions that most people have about me. I'm just kind of this fun-loving guy, and I would like people to see the serious side of me and see that, I can really push the grind and, get things done. A lot of people know that I run, and, they see that how dedicated I am to that. And, through that dedication to running, I found a lot of dedication towards other things. And that's one of the, biggest push for becoming mayor, is just kind of the self-improvement that I've done over the past few years, and trying to continue that, not only in myself, but in my community as well.
Kale Mitchell is running for mayor of Aspen. Kale, thank you so much for coming into the studio today.
Yeah, it was my pleasure.
This is Aspen Public Radio News.